Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
A whole new attitude to your afternoon.
You feel good!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It is my great privilege to welcome you to Canton, Ohio.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's showtime.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
That's right. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Kenny and JT Show on a Friday. First Friday for a matter of... What? Oh, it's not... Not first Friday. What is it, like the second Friday? Am I allowed to say that? All right, good enough. JT with you today in beautiful downtown Canton in the WHBC studios where it's 71 degrees outside now. Here's the deal. Kenny's got the day off today, so we've got a lot of great topics. But I want to start with that temperature because as we said last week, and Kenny's like, man, I love it when it's hot, blah, 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 blah. Now this is the weather you want. You want it 71 degrees. You want it jean weather, long sleeve t-shirt if you want, and I'll tell you why. There's a lot of things going on downtown Canton, Ohio today. It's the Blues Festival, and people are coming out of the woodwork today. The show starts at 4 o'clock. We're going to be joined by Eric Brook. He's going to be emceeing all the events today and tomorrow. Axe taking the stage today at 4 o'clock until 11 p.m. this evening, and then again tomorrow. I believe at around noon till 11 p.m. too. So there's a lot of things going on in and around the Hall of Fame city. We told you yesterday, Grecian Festival at Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church is happening this weekend. Today and tomorrow, 11 to 11. And I want to thank everybody who came out to the Home Dojo yesterday. Dina, Melanie.
Yasu!
Thank you, Dina and Phil. And they brought me a lot of great food. And man, I got to tell you something. The first time in about a week, I ended up back at the gym. I had to do cardio. And the reason I skipped a week was because I had a muscle spasm in my back. And if anybody out there has ever had one of those, you know what hell it is going through one of those things. It was terrible. But I had to do something today because I ate too much Greek food. So we want to thank everyone for that. We invite you to join the program today. We've got a lot of great topics. And I want to throw the phone number out right now just to get things started at 330-450-1480. And here's what we do. This is what happens, folks, when you're an insomniac. I'm laying in bed last night, and I don't know if it was the storm. I mean, it was raining buckets, right? And I'm thinking to myself, what are we going to talk about on the show today? What are the interesting topics? What's trending? And I started to think about all kinds of things. My mind's just flipping around. And next thing you know, I pull out the tablet. I start making my notes. And I started right here. We've been talking about this name, image, and likeness. I read a story yesterday. There's a girl at LSU. And I believe she's a gymnast. Good-looking young lady, all right? They're saying she might end up being the first millionaire. Millionaire in college. College athletics. And I started to think to myself, okay, should athletes be paid as much as they are? Or should it be based on name, image, and likeness? Now, what I meant by that is this. In the professional leagues, should they be paid as much as they are? Or should they just have to work on name, image, and likeness at the professional level as well? You start thinking about these contracts, and I go all the way back to 1996. Albert Bell of the Tribe left for the White Sox. And he signed a then-record five-year deal for $55 million. $11 million a year, nothing to sneeze at, right? But in the 25 years since Bell's contract, you got these guys like Mike Trout, Garrett Cole, a few others, making upwards of $36, $37 million a year. Man, how time has flown. And so has some bank accounts, huh? If an athlete endorses a product, could you trust him or her? Yesterday, we told you it was 11-year anniversary. LeBron James decides to take his talents to South Beach. Okay, fine. You saw what happened. People started burning his jerseys. If he had an endorsement deal in Northeast Ohio, would you have bought it then? And will you buy it now? My point is, should everything be based on name, image, and likeness instead of these monstrous contracts. Because if you can make the money in college right now, what's the difference? If I can get paid and make $1 million in college, I don't know how many professional gymnastics there are. This girl could stay at LSU. You better get your butt on that 6-year plan, I would have to think. You'd want to stay there as long as you can, or at least win something so you go down in the record books as one of the greatest that ever laced them up. And then you could continue to make money off of your name, image, and likeness. It's a very interesting thing. Kind of a slippery slope. We think the players and the athletes should be paid. But I got news for you. You know, you look at these people that aren't athletes. They have just as much opportunity to market themselves as anyone else. If they're in a band, if they're doing, whatever it is that they do to get people to follow them on social media, it could open up a whole new can of worms, man. Anybody could get paid, but you got to be popular. Like that kid in high school, right? End of the school year, you're walking around, hey, sign my yearbook. Stay as you are and you'll go far. If you've got friends, something to think about. Like to hear you weigh in on that. Here's another topic, too, I was thinking of. This is an old one. It used to be a couple of days. Now it's one day. Follow me on this. One day out of the 365 days of the year features no professional sports games in the big sports. MLB, NBA, NHL, or NFL. You know where I'm getting at here. We've been talking about this for months. Legalized gambling in Ohio. The day before the MLB All-Star Game, Monday, July 12th. That's next week, folks. Brings us back to sports gambling in Ohio. Should it be legalized? Well, my thoughts on this, I think it should be, and I'll tell you why. A lot of things should be legalized. If you listen to John Bozica's show today, talked about legalizing marijuana, and I wonder if that should be the case, too. You can make more tax dollars and help the state out. I'm driving down my street the other day. Some guy's cutting down a tree, knocked out half the street. Now it needs to be re-blacktopped. Who's going to do that? Where's the money come from? I'm sure they have money set aside, but think about it. If there is legalized gambling, the way they legalized the lottery years ago, that money's supposed to go to the schools, right? What if they legalized gambling, legalized marijuana, whatever else it was, just so you can increase your tax dollars? You're going to pay for it anyway, and people are going to do it or use it, so you might as well make money off of it. Doesn't mean everybody that's using or doing it is going to abuse it. Got to do everything responsibly. I mean, what is this, the 20s? Is this prohibition? We can't drink alcohol? They passed that. They went back and redid that, right? Now you make money off it. Don't ask me where it goes. I don't know where the tax money goes for that. We had a Syntax in Cleveland. They ended up building the Gateway Project. If it wasn't for Syntax, smoking and booze, you'd have probably lost one of those sports. Tell me I'm wrong. You know the Indians were on their way out. And if it weren't for LeBron James and the Syntax, you probably would have lost the Cavaliers as well. Talk about Cavaliers. You talk about basketball. We've been talking about this for a couple of days now. Kevin Love on the Olympic team. You know how I feel about it. Matthew Dellavedova, Team Australia. And Kenny told me yesterday, you know, he's a free agent now. He's going to be playing. He's taking his talents down under. He's going to be playing now in the Australian NBA or their version, whatever it is. That's fine. As long as his contract's done, he's allowed to do whatever he wants. But when you're a member of the Cavaliers, you only played 25 games last year. You want to be a Olympic team member? I had a problem with it. But the more I think of it, this man's stock in Kevin Love has never been higher, and I think the Cavaliers might be able to make a deal. Now, here's a problem. Kevin Love goes out and does well. Are you going to second-guess it if he goes out and somebody makes a deal and he ends up in Miami? Because I'm not. I've seen enough. Thank you for the memories. Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the ring. We get it. Let's move forward. Let's move on, man. Nobody else is still here from that team. Tristan's gone. LeBron's gone. Matthew Dellavedova, gone. J.R. Smith, gone. They're all gone. Kyrie. Why do you have to hold on to those memories, man? It was great to win a title. Phoenix Suns are going to probably win a title. It's going to be their first as well. 5 years from now, if that team breaks up, you think they're going to be saying, oh, let's go bring back CP3. No. They're going to move on. They're a young team. Let's move on with it. But the Olympics, there's an outbreak. Pandemic is not done, folks, but it's bigger in other places than it is here. Tokyo, back and forth. We're going to let 10,000 fans into some of the venues. We're not going to let any fans into the venues. Should they have the Olympics? I understand it's probably not fair to these athletes, but for all intents and purposes, they geared themselves up for a four-year practice session to get to the Olympics last year. You canceled them then. Not saying they didn't practice any harder or any less, but they're a year older. Maybe they lost a step. Should the Olympics be canceled? Does anybody even care about the Olympics if it weren't for maybe a few sports? I mean, there's so many sports in it anyway. I'm going to watch Equestrian, though. I want to see Springsteen's daughter. We'll see how well she does. So that's another topic at 330-450-1480. NBA Finals last night, Milwaukee 108. Phoenix wins 118, taking a two-game advantage. Kind of reminds you of LeBron James trying to carry his team. Giannis scores 42 points. Or are the Suns just better, man? Talk about CP3. He puts in 23. Devin Booker, he's a rising star. He is going to be a superstar in the NBA. This kid is the real deal, folks. 31 points. And since we're talking about real deals, and we're talking about a league that really doesn't appreciate the center position, how about Ayton? A double-double, 10 points, 11 rebounds, but two blocks, and he's a force. But you go back and you start thinking about Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you wonder, man, he's got pieces, parts around him, but sometimes, just sometimes, when you've got a superstar on your team, he might dictate the way the team plays the game. I don't know if that's the real case. I didn't watch the whole game last night, but I made sure that I tuned it in towards the end. I wanted to see who wins, obviously, but I don't have a dog in that fight. I like to think that the Cavaliers are on the same path as maybe Phoenix, but when you look at their roster, they don't have as much talent. But think about that. If Giannis Antetokounmpo gets upset, I don't even know what his contract is, but I know he's locked up for another year, maybe two. Here's the thing. If he doesn't win it this year, it ain't going to get any easier, folks. So does that mean he gets upset? Maybe he wants to leave? Does he want to go join another team? Is this still a league of big threes? Is it still super teams? Does it really matter? Because when you get young teams that play the game right, you might have a chance to win. So that brings you back to the Cavaliers. If they can learn how to play the game right, spread the ball around a little bit, not be so selfish with the ball. Maybe that would have happened this year if they didn't make the trade midway through. I don't know. But it's something to keep an eye on. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Indians break a 9-game losing streak with the long ball yesterday. Let's hear some of them, Brian.
The pitch swung on, hit high, hit deep to left center. This ball, gone! It's a walk-off, two-run home run for Franmil Reyes. And the Indians have their sixth walk-off win, the third time via a home run. And Franmil, the biggest man on the team, is just getting pulverized at home plate.
Don't
yes,
pulverize
Cleveland.
Him.
And
don't pulverize him. He's still hurt.
We'll always love you.
Thank you. That's lovely. Thanks, Brian. You know, it's Friday. We're not going to play that song today. We got to do Born to Run. If you're going to play something that's funny, play Born to Run. But it's too early. Indians now 7.5 back of the White Sox. Now, this is very important, folks, and this is why. You talk about the trade deadline, end of the month, right? Chicago Cubs reportedly planning on being sellers ahead of the July 30th MLB trade deadline. And this is why. According to The Athletic, the decision has been made that they had a recent cold streak as well, left them tied for third place in the National League Central. They're 43-45. We're one game above 500. We're 7.5 games out. I don't know if the Indians can really chase down the White Sox because of the schedule. If they're going to be sellers, does that tell you about the Indians? Or is the AL Central maybe more attainable because the teams aren't as good? We told you the Grecian Festival at Holy Trinity on Fairlawn is going on today from 11 to 11. Eric Brook is going to join us, going to be talking Blues Festival today at about 3:35. We've got Born to Run, Sprinkle the Infield, and your phone calls, so we can start anywhere. I put it out there for you, folks. I set the table the way I did yesterday in the dojo. Partake of it next on the Kenny and JT Show.
The Roadman and JT on 1480 WHBC.